Brothers and sisters, this gospel reading that we just heard has a tendency to upset a lot of people. I think we've all been in a situation where we've been working hard at something and looked off to see someone else, someone who we thought should be working, slacking off. We're working on a big presentation for work, and John's out getting coffee at Tim Hortons. Or we have a group project due for school, and Susie's on her cell phone calling her friends while everyone else is working. It annoys us, doesn't it? It makes us angry. So often when we read this passage, we tend to get a little vexed, a little upset with Jesus. And it's precisely because we've all had the same experience. Here's Martha slaving away in the kitchen, and Mary's just hanging out with the guests. And we tend to sympathize with Martha, don't we? Again, because we've all been there. We've all been in these situations where we've been so overwhelmed with work while someone else seemingly wasn't carrying out their job. They weren't carrying their weight. So we become a little indignant when Martha comes to Jesus and asks him to tell Mary to get back to work. And Jesus replies, "I'll do no such thing." This response shocks us a little, doesn't it? It doesn't seem fair. It seems so unjust. So let's take a look at what's going on here and see if we can come to some insight as to why Jesus would respond to Martha in this way. Now to begin, let's put this passage in its larger biblical context. Jesus is traveling to Jerusalem, and he's passing through Samaria, which is hostile territory for a Jew. And as usual, he's been out preaching, both to eager and to hostile crowds. He just told the parable of the Good Samaritan. And now he comes to this house where two women welcome him and offer him hospitality. And here's where our story starts to get interesting. Martha assumes that what's necessary for hospitality is the production, the show. Let's have food and drink. Now, Mary takes a much different approach. Mary isn't being lazy, as perhaps Martha assumes. Mary's being hospitable, but in a different manner. Her method is to welcome Jesus and to listen to him. See, Martha's in the kitchen worried about serving Jesus and providing him with food. But Mary's approach is different. Rather than serving food to Jesus, rather than giving him something, she's attentive to him and she receives something from him. Martha is off worried about nourishing Jesus, whereas Mary's concerned with being nourished by Jesus. Now, to be clear, Jesus doesn't condemn Martha. No, see, not at all. But he does make clear to her what her priorities should be. Martha is so occupied with wanting to nourish Jesus that she misses the opportunity to be nourished by Jesus. And what Jesus is telling all of us is that it's fine to go off and to nourish others, but the better part is to be nourished by Jesus. Now, friends, this is an important spiritual principle. The notion that our being nourished by Christ takes priority over nourishing Christ. You know, so often I think we get caught up in nourishing Christ at the expense of being nourished by Christ. And it makes a lot of sense if we really think about it. We live in an outcome-oriented society where people value others for what they can do rather than for who they are, right? I mean, a person's worth is quite frequently, let's say, evaluated in our society by what someone can do. And this attitude, I think, is very problematic for us as Christians. And unfortunately, I think it's seeped its way into our spiritual life as well. You know, people often come to me as one of the priests of the parish and they want to do something for the church, and I'm sure Lori has the same experience. They want to be active, like Martha. They want to help to nourish the body of Christ. You know, and that's great. We need people to help out. This parish would not run without volunteers. Our church needs people to help out by working at soup kitchens, to help visit those who are in hospice care or visit those in prison. But more important than our work to nourish the body of Christ is our being nourished by the body of Christ. See, Mary got that. She knew that she needed to be nourished by Christ. In that particular moment, she knew that she needed to be attentive to Christ, to the Word of God. You know, I often think that this is missing from our spirituality today, our theology today. I often wonder if we become so intent on doing the work of God, on serving the body of Christ, that we forget that we first need to be nourished by Christ. You know, Pope Benedict talked about this in his book, Jesus of Nazareth. And he warned us that every time humanity has attempted to do works in service of the world without first being nourished by the Word of God, it's resulted in tyranny. And he points to Marxism and to communism and National Socialism as prime examples of what happens when we try to go about doing God's work without first being nourished by His Word. So what do we need to do? You know, the other day I saw an interview on the internet with Father Rozica, who many of you probably know. Many of you are probably aware that he grew up here in this parish. And he was interviewing Father Bob Barron, who's one of my seminary professors and someone who I consider a friend. And the two of them were commenting on how what we need in our church is a more kneeling theology. This is a notion that they both were pulling on. They're borrowing from a Swiss theologian by the name of Hans Urs von Balthasar. And at the center of Balthasar's kneeling theology is the need to make listening to God the priority in our life. It's got to be the central aspect of our lives. Well, friends, how often do we do that here? How well are we doing it here in this parish, here at Peace of Christ? See, the problem we face living in a culture that's so focused on doing is that we rarely take time to listen to the Word of God and to sit in quiet prayer. And I'm just as guilty as anybody else at doing this. But it's something that we need to do. And we need to do it well. See, prayer can't simply be 1 minute at the beginning of a meeting where we ask God to bless our endeavors. We need to move beyond that superficial level of prayer. It needs to go deeper than that. It has to involve our listening to God. You know, I've often thought it might be a good practice for our committees and for our staff to take 30 minutes or an hour at one of our meetings, and rather than setting an agenda for how we're going to serve the body of Christ, to have Eucharistic adoration, or to simply sit in front of a tabernacle, to sit in front of Christ as Mary did, and to be attentive to His Word, and to allow it to nourish us. Now, I know many of you in the pews are probably looking at me and at Lori and Janet and saying, what? You guys don't do that? Now, I might be betraying one of our trade secrets here, but we're not as holy as you guys think. And see, this idea that I mentioned of spending time being nourished by the Word of God, it's not only a good idea for our parish meetings, but I think it's a good idea for all of us in our spiritual lives. Before we go out and attempt to nourish the body of Christ, maybe we should take some quality time and be still with Christ. You know, maybe we should come to church and sit over here in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle, or go to a quiet place at home and pull out a Bible and sit quietly, attentively to the Word of God. You see, if we do that, I think we can begin to develop this kneeling theology. And I think that we'll find that we'll be better nourished and therefore better equipped for our mission to serve the body of Christ in the world. You see, Martha wasn't wrong in her desire to serve the body of Christ, but Mary chose the better part by choosing to be nourished by his words. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who are nourished by the word of God.